good to be here.
Amen.
Today's been one of them days, ain't it? Lord's been good, though, ain't it?
Amen.
Bible says, where there's two or three gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst. Uh-huh. I say there's at least three gathered here today in his name. I wrestle with this, and wrestle with this, and wrestle with this. And some of these preachers know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you try to get out of what you need to do. Sometimes you don't know what to do. I don't have a problem preaching. I have trouble figuring out what to preach.
Amen.
Yeah. Luke chapter 6, we're going to preach from there this morning. If we miss the Lord, we'll just take the blame for it.
Thank you.
Luke chapter 6. We'll begin reading in verses 44. Find your place, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, for every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns, men together figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh, and why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? That's a question out there, ain't it?
Amen.
Said, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on the rock, and when the flood rose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, and against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell in the ruins. All that house was great. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come again over to the throne of grace this morning, Lord, and we sure do thank you, Father, that you made a way that a sinful man could approach a holy and just God through the Lord Jesus. And Father, we pray, God, that now as we begin to take this text, Lord, that you showed us life in the studying, and Father, we pray, God, that you might take it and use it and help us to preach it, Father, in a manner, Lord, pleasing to you. Father, may it accomplish that purpose, Lord, that you have for us. And go with us and help us and hide us behind the cross of Calvary. Or may it be one here today that's lost and undone, needs to be saved. Father, I pray, God, that even now that you would speak to that person through the Holy Spirit of God. That we begin to deal with them, Lord, and show our needs. And we thank you for all that you've done, for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray, and amen.
Amen.
We're going to use verses 48 right there for just a thought. There, the Bible says that of the wise man, this is in also Matthew, chapter 7 of the book of Matthew, but he says there that he is like a man that is built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on the rock, and when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was found on the rock. This thought crossed my mind the other day whenever that hurricane hit down there in Mexico of those houses that it was being storm driven. You know, I mean, 167 mile an hour winds, and they said at one time those winds were exceeding 200 miles an hour. That's a pretty big wind. You know what I mean?
And,
there's a houses you can get your house damaged in a storm, or you can get your house shingle blown off, or something other, or a piece of metal turned up, or a window broke out by the limb, or something other. But I tell you what he's talking about here is a house that could not stand, or a house that did stand. Why? Because there were some things that it could not be shaken from that house. There were some things that it could not shake from that house. And all said, I'm going to preach for just a few minutes on some things that you shouldn't be able to shake. There's some things that you shouldn't be able to shake this morning. If you're here this morning, there's some things that you need to be settled on, or some things that you need to not be able to shake this morning. I say here of all the things that you need to be sure not to be shook on these days. I don't want to be mean to nobody, or I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Here we try to preach what the Lord give us, but I'll say here this morning that
in the day that we live in, that we don't need to be shook from the Word of God this morning. There's a lot of people that are no longer is the Word of God an authority in the United States, but there's a lot of people that are authority on the Word of God. Ain't that odd that the Word of God being the authority in the final state in America? There's men that are standing in pulpits today that are considered to be authorities on the Word of God. So if you want to know what the book says, you got to go through them to find out what it says. That's a bunch of hogwash, I'm telling you. This morning, hey, didn't let me say this here this morning that in the book of Joshua, he said, be therefore courageous to keep all to do that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you turn not aside from therefrom to the right hand or to the left. He said to keep the law of Moses over here. I know that we're not under the law, but the law is good. It's all right to keep, go by the book. It's all right to go by the book this morning.
Amen.
What are you saying? I'm saying that I know this go over better here than it did in a Southern Baptist church I was in a while back. But look here, I'm just saying this morning that I preach from the inerrant, infallible Word of God this morning. And what the problem is that in America that it becomes 300 different perversions of the Word of God this morning. That this here, this man will say that this is the Word of God. This old man over right here said, I don't like that, I'm going to write me another, and I'm going to make this here the final authority.
Right.
This other man will come along here and say, no, I don't like it right there. This is the final authority. Yeah. Nearly 300 to meet the perversions of the Word of God this morning in America, and nobody has an authority on the Word of God.
That's
right.
Amen.
You see, you need to be settled on that thing.
Amen.
You need to have it not shaken from that thing.
Amen.
I know that every Dr. So and so and never big television evangelist now, they have to have him on perversion of the Word of God and preach it out of it. And I'm just saying that I wouldn't let my kids sit and watch a man preach out of the Koran. And if you said let your kids watch a man preach out of something else besides the Bible this morning, you're in error this morning. You're teaching a false doctrine.
Right. Yes, brother. Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right, brother. Yes. Amen. Right, brother. You see, this morning, we preach out of perfect Word of God. But the Bible said that the Word of God is this, that He said over that it's forever settled in heaven. You know what? In the book of Psalms chapter 12, He said He preserved it. He preserved the Word of God. You know what I'm telling you? I believe that if He can inspire a man to write the book, I believe that He can sort it to good that He can preserve the Word of God.
Amen. 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 That's right, brother.
You see, what's going on is this right here is the Bible said over in the book of Genesis over, now did God say?
Uh-huh.
He told Eve there, he said, now did God say? Did God say that you should not to eat of that thing? And what they've done is they've reduced it until now they took out of the King James to make the NIV. They took out 68,900 words out of the King James Bible to make the NIV, took it out of a crooked text. Part of it was thrown away in a garbage can over in front of the Vatican. It wasn't even fit for them, for a man in dress to use. It ain't fit for anybody to use.
Amen.
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 What are you getting at? But what I'm telling you this morning is that we're going to have some unshakable things that we're settled on this morning. We're going to have some things that we can't be moved off of.
Amen.
What are you getting at?
Yeah. He said over in the book of Timothy, he said that all Scripture is profitable for what? All of for instruction and for reproof and for all those things. Look here, I'm telling you that the Word of God, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished this morning. Look here, you know what I'm telling you this morning? That, hey, this is a perfect Word of God. How you know that it's the Word of God? Look here, you can go down here on the street. You can get you a verse out of any other Bible that you want to and hold it up and they'll come and shake your hand and buy you coffee. Yeah. You can take out two words out of that book right there and hold them up in the sign and they'll stone you out of the county. Hey, I'm telling you, it'll offend the whole world today.
That's right, man. That's right, brother.
It's offended the whole world.
That's right.
Dr. So-and-so doesn't use one of those. Well, look here. Thinking not strange, Satan himself transforms himself into angels of light, and he has a ministry that goes about. Here I'm heading, don't think it's nothing strange that a Dr. So-and-so will use some other perversion.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. How am I doing?
Nice.
You see, the Bible says over in the book of Proverbs, 30 over there, the Word of God is pure. Mm-hmm. You know, I like it. Oh, I like Jonathan. You remember Jonathan? Over in the book over there, Jonathan over there, you know, Saul's boy. Remember him, how he had that stick in his hand, and he went up into the forest right there, and that had to fail out. You remember that? He was a picture of the Word, the type of the Word there. He took that stick right there, and he touched that right there, and he takes it, you know, old place and sees that the Lord is good. You remember that? How that pure Word, you know, what that honey was on the ground. Hey, I'm telling you this morning, the Word of God is pure, and it divides asunder. He can pierce the heart this morning. Yes. Hey, the Word of God can change life this morning. Right. Why do you need to be settling that thing? Why? Because everything in the world is coming down the pipe this morning, and kids are so confused, and so many people are so confused this morning. They don't know they're like a termite and a yo-yo. They don't know one book from another. They don't know the Word of God from another. That's why, because it's not been used in their house this morning. Right. You're like, Dave, why? Because they've never seen Daddy with a book in their hand in their life. They don't know what Daddy was doing if he had the Bible out. They wouldn't know where he was, what happened to Daddy, or what that book are looking. It's the Word of God, son. I'm going to read this thing again. Yeah. Hey, it ought to be a common thing.
Right.
Used to be that a drunk knows what the Bible was.
That's true. Amen.
He might be the biggest drunk in the county, but he knows what the Bible was.
That's right. Amen.
He wouldn't go around setting beer cans on top of it.
Yeah.
Why? It's the Word of God.
Right.
Don't bother that thing. It's the Word of God.
Right.
It meant something. It was reverence. Why? Because it had power. It was the Word of God.
Amen.
Yeah. Here, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Yeah. I ain't never... I tell you what, that'll flip them up. In the beginning was the Word.
Right.
And the words were God. And they became flesh.
Yeah.
One. Same.
Yes.
Even a 3-year-old kid knows the difference between those things. What I'm heading for is they were much more.
Yep.
You can't separate them.
Right. Yep. Man.
Men. Be not shaken this morning from the Word of God. You know something? Our country started down the pipe when we started. When we took the Word of God, and I know this year this was going to hurt. I don't want to be mean to nobody, but we fussed when it was took out of school.
Yeah.
That's right.
So long before it was took out of the school, it was took out of the home.
Right.
Amen. They won't let little Johnny pray in school, but little Johnny ain't prayed at home since he was born.
Right.
Look here, if he ain't ever prayed at home, how you think you're going to know how to pray at school?
Yeah. Amen. Yes, brother.
That's right.
Didn't mean to say all that, but that's
all right. That's
but then...
Amen. Preach it, brother.
Not only do we need not be shaken from that, but then don't you understand this morning that we need to be not shaken from our doctrine.
There you go.
Amen.
He said, aware in the book of Timothy, aware, he said that you not be carried away with every form of, or by every wind of doctrine, didn't he? Shaken by every wind of doctrine. Doctrine. You know what doctrine is? Doctor's teaching. What is teaching? It's sound teaching. Ain't it? You know what false teaching does? False doctrine is? It's false teaching. You know what happens to people that are deceived by false teaching? They die and go to hell.
Right.
What happens to that? What are you talking about? Be carried away by every wind of false doctrine. What I'm telling you this morning is that we need to be not shaken by every false doctrine that comes around.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember a time that there was a... I'm not very ecumenical. Just let me throw that out there to you. I'm not very ecumenical at all. That went over good. Look here. And I know you're not either. What I'm telling you this morning is this right here. Is that I don't happen to walk together unless they be agreed together.
Yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Baptist.
Yeah.
from the top of my head to the bottom of my foot. Look here. If you are not a Baptist, what are you? I want to know what you believe. I'm identified by what I believe this morning, not because of the name of the church I go to.
Yeah.
I should be identified by what I believe instead of by the name of the church I go to, in other words. There's a difference. You know what? There's a lot of people this morning that are all over this country that don't have a clue in the world what they believe or why they believe that.
That's right.
You're going to have to be settled on some things. You're going to have to be anchored to some things this morning if you're going to make it. Look here. Hey, it's a bad world this morning. There's whatever wind of going on in the world here. And it sounds good, and it looks good, and it looks like it might be all right. But I'm telling you that there's danger in those things this morning.
Man.
Your house is being destroyed. What I'm telling you for this morning over there, that over and over again, that Christ warned them over there of the doctrine of the Pharisees. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here they put on a big show, and they was religious, and they got to stand in the corners, and they had people pat them on the back, and all those things. Look here. In other words, they was a put on to the day, and I'm telling you that there was a doctrine of the Pharisees. It was a little, the leaven of the Pharisees. You know what the Bible said over of a little leaven? That you take a little leaven, and it's soon, and it leavens a whole lump.
Amen. That's right, brother.
You see, people that you know, Oprah Winfrey, and wherever she become an authority on anything, I don't know.
That's right.
Come on, brother. But listen to me. There's people that will sit bug-eyed and look at her and see what Oprah's got to say about anything. And if Oprah said it, it's got to be true. And if that ain't enough, Dr. So-and-so, what is it, Dr. Psychiatrist, that ain't got no hair, what's your name? Or Dr. Peel? Here, I'm telling you, ain't that a joke? If it ain't him, it's another man on earth, openly a sodomite that has a talk show on the news, on television, there of the evening. But here, I'm telling you, and they get on there, and it's what people believe for doctrine this morning.
Yeah, that's true.
Oprah said that there might be other ways to get to heaven. That there might, that Jesus Christ might not be the only way to get to heaven. You know what I'm saying this morning? That are in Houston, Texas. Joel Osteen has got 100,000 people sitting down there in a football stadium listening to him preach this morning. They got 8 different kinds of services going on. If you don't like one, get you another. If you don't like that Bible, get you another. Here's your take, your own pick, whatever you want to carry to church with you. And listen to that garbage this morning. It's the blind leading the blind, and they're all going to fall in the ditch. And I tell you what the problem of it with that is this right here. Is that little naive families sitting in Plaquemine County that don't know no better will let their kids fall into that stuff if they're not already sucked into it yourself, and they're all going the same direction this morning.
Amen.
Right.
Yes, brother.
How do you know that? There's a big bang. Look here. I ain't going to fuss nobody. I ain't going to call them names this morning, but I'm just going to tell you this. That they're here in a local Baptist church that I know of, and it's a bigot. Look here. It's got a lot of people there this morning. And they've all time building on and all time doing stuff. You know what kind of Bible they use? Just whatever you want to bring this morning. Look here. If you want to bring NIV or Good News for Modern Men or the newspaper or RECC catalog or whatever you want to use for a Bible, just bring that thing. Look here. We ain't going to say nothing to you. We ain't going to hurt your feelings this morning. Look here. Hey, don't have to be the Word of God. Just bring whatever you, as soon as yourself this morning.
Yeah.
And it's going on in Plaquemine County this morning.
That's right.
Yes. It ain't going on only in Houston, Texas. It's all right to preach about Joel Osteen, but look here, let's get it closer to the home. Here, let's get a closer word to help us this morning. Boy, my daddy board is right here. Jesus said that I am the way. And here, there's certain emphatic things that you have to understand this morning, or you're not going to go to heaven.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
You're going to get saved this morning, you're going to go through him. He said, I am the door.
Amen.
You're going to have to go through him.
Yes, amen.
You see, there's not 4 or 5 different ways. It matters not what you think or what you believe about the thing. Look here, it's either grace or it's works. Either you're going to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior or you're going to go to hell. There's no 3 ways about it. Look here, it is by grace alone this morning. It's either grace or it's works.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Doctrines of men. What's dangerous about it? Sounds good, don't it? Sounds good. They're over here in these worship centers this morning. They got a movie screen going on and a rock and roll band and three sets of drums. It's a loud and loud. You can't hear yourself. You couldn't hear yourself think. And they're all up there worshiping an unknown God. They're in there and all reading out of a strange book this morning. And they're doing. And they're going. They got a form and a patient, but they denied the power thereof. Look here. This morning it's all stopping. And what's so easy about it? Look here. You can come as you are and leave as you left. And nobody ever says anything about nothing this morning. And they leave in worship and they ever come in.
Yeah,
there
you go. Man. Yes, brother. Tell
it. I didn't mean to say all that.
Bless
him, Lord. What I'm telling you for this morning is this right here, that you need to have some unshakable things in your life.
Amen.
See, you know,
this thing of either grace or works. For by grace are you saved.
That's right.
Period.
Period. Yes.
For by grace are you saved. Period. Mm-hmm. But then you have these people that says, for by grace are you saved, and you'll just get baptized to seal the deal.
Yeah.
You're lost.
Yeah, true.
That's right.
Because it ain't grace no more.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
For by grace are you saved. Now join the church. I believe if you get saved, you want to join the church. But look here. Look here, look here. Joining the church won't get you saved. It won't seal the deal.
Right.
That's right.
Why? So Jesus Christ entered in once into the holiest of holies in heaven, and there once on the throne there, said that he with his own blood, that on the altar there in heaven, what he do? He applied his own blood once for the remission of sin. Here, he didn't do it twice. Look here, for by grace are you saved. But if I don't live right, I will have to get re-saved again. Look here, hey, I'm telling you what, this morning, I was in a Baptist church a while back, look here, and a man gave me a little help with it. He said, look here, I told him, I said, I like getting saved so good. I thought I'd get saved again and join the church of God up here. And they were about a half dozen walk out here. Hey, I'm telling you this morning, that morning you are eternally secure this morning. Look here, hey, look here. If you don't have eternal life, you've never been saved to start with.
That's right.
It's either grace or it's works. Did you get saved by grace and now you're going to work to keep it? Or how was that? Or by grace. False doctrine, man.
Amen.
Sounds good, don't it? Well, they're pretty good people. They believe almost like the book says. They believe almost this or almost. Look here. Hey, almost won't cut it. It's either by the grace of God or nothing this morning. How am I doing? You see? And then we need to know. We need to be unshaken on this. I want to take you over and show you. 2 Thessalonians. Well, turn over and read. I'll misquote it and make a mess. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as far as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Look here. Not only do you need to not be shaken by this false doctrine going around, you need to be not shaken from the book, you need not be shaken about the things that are going on in the world today. You know that? Hey, every day for about a week, after the Supreme Court passed that law, every man in the country all of a sudden felt inspired by the Spirit of God to preach a message on sodomy.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't spoke the word in 25 years, but all of a sudden everybody in the United States all of a sudden felt a burden from the Lord to speak on that or preach on that. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that amazing? That all of a sudden, It had never, look here, that's the first time I ever, they ever heard of that thing. Look here, it hadn't been going on for 50 years. Look here, I'm telling you, it's been going on a long time whenever they started showing them old men and they'd been together for 50 years going to the courthouse to get fired. Look here, hey, it's been going on a long time. Or what happened to preaching on it a long time ago before it ever come about?
Come on.
Yep. But be not soon shaken. You know what, look here. There's been wars and rumors of wars. And all those things that are happening in the world, and the whole world today. Look here. Lost people are in the whole world together. As a matter of fact, it's kind of like a dog before an earthquake. They're nervous and excited, and they just feel like something's fixing to happen. You know what I mean? And they don't know exactly what it is. I'm telling you what's fixing to happen. If the Son of God is fixing to come and rapture us out of here, that's the next day on the horizon.
Amen. 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 Right.
But be not shaken about it. There's people that are tore up out. Look here, they tore up. Look here. They were tore out about them blood moons. Them blood moons. Look here. My Bible don't say nothing about me worrying about a blood moon or worrying about nothing else. It don't tell me to worry about taking a mark of the beast or nothing else. It tells me to look up. Why? Because my redemption draws nigh.
Amen.
I tell you why people are worried about it. They ain't ready to go.
That's right.
Hey, I remember when I was lost. I'd lay in a bed and I'd water around. If a light went off in the sky or a helicopter flew over, I was praying that the Lord was coming. I tell you what, hey, just listen to me this morning. And you're the same way this morning.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. Be not soon shaken.
Yeah.
You know what I'm telling you this morning? The people need to not be shaken on the things that are happening. I'm telling you over there, he said over in the book of Matthew over there about the fig tree. He said the parable of the fig tree. He said that when she puts forth the leaf, said, you know the summer is nigh. I'm telling you, that's the nation of Israel. You know what? When she put forth the leaf over there in 1948, she started putting forth her little leaf over there. Now she's a full-grown nation. You know what? Mm-hmm. Summer's ended. You know what? And the harvest is just about gone. Look here. Hey, and I'm telling you, that looked up. Why? Because that nation right there, all the things in the Bible that's ever said is going to happen, it's going to happen. Look here. And it, look at it. Oh, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. Look, you know what's going to happen? For the Lord to come this morning.
Mm-hmm.
For the Father to look at the Son and say, go get him.
Yes, amen. 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 That's all that's got to happen. Yes, amen.
I'm not shaking about that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about what Obama does. I don't care if Hillary gets in. I don't care what happens. Look here. Look here. Why? Because I know where I'm headed this morning.
Right.
I'm not shaking on that thing. How much time have we got
left?
When
you're done.
What do you mean? But here then, most of all, this morning is you need to not be shaken on your salvation. You know that? Why? Why, preacher, that's so important? I tell you why. It's because this right here. And all these other houses are going to crumble and fall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that? Mm-hmm. All these other houses are going to crumble. Do you know what? Look here. You can have you a good dose of religion. You can have you a good church membership. You can have you a pretty Bible. You can have you a fine home. You can have a clean family. You can stay out of the beer joints. You can stay out of the drug houses. You can do all those things. You can sing every hymn in a book. You can come here and bring you an old guitar and get up and Randy Lecky and sing pretty songs for him. And look here, I'm telling you what, and you can have a good, you can get through life here religious and lost, look here, but at the close of your life, when that breath starts to leave that body, that little house was going to crumble this morning.
Yeah, right. Man. Right. Yes.
What do you mean? I tell you why. He said a word in the book. In the Bible, he said a word, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are what?
Sons of God.
The sons of God.
Yes, amen, brother.
If you have not the Spirit, you're none of His.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you know what I'm paying you for this morning?
is if you have not the Spirit, you're none of His. So the Spirit of God leads you into all truth. And if the Spirit of God is not leading you into all truth, then what are you doing? You're being deceived this morning something else similar to it, by familiar spirit.
I know Thessalonians. I know that first I didn't read over in 2 Thessalonians, which is you believe the light and was damned. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Why you need to be unshaken on your salvation? Because you need to know this morning, without a shadow of a doubt, that you've been born again. Why? Because without that foundation, he said, none other foundation can any man lay, and that is laid what? In Jesus Christ. Yes. Look here. He said, oh, word that I am the way. Look here. He said, all that the Father has given me, he said, I've lost none of them. Like, why do you need to know that you're saved this morning? It's because when things happen, and it's going to happen, look here, and your house starts to fall in, and it's too late to run and get it fixed in. You know what I mean? Listen to me. There's a lot of people that has in their mind that I know I've never been saved. I know I'm lost, and if I die, I'm going to hell. But look here, I've got this thing under control, and I'm going to live my life any way that I want to. And I'm going to keep doing just what I'm doing. I'm not going to get saved and join the church. I'm going to just live my whole life, and I'm going to go off by myself, and I'm going to get saved. I'm not ever going to tell nobody. They think I'm saved anyhow. I'm going to go through life that way, and when I die, I'll go to heaven anyhow. Look, it ain't going to work for you like that, friend.
That's right.
You sure you can get false professions out of people? They can't even get that. What am I telling you for is this? It's because them foundations start to crumble. I was down in Jamestown, Tennessee last weekend, and an 80-year-old man in the back of the church raised his hand and said he's lost. I'm telling you something. If he ain't went too far in the Spirit of God drawing him and dealing with him, look here, he must have been dealing with him that day. He knew he was lost. But look here, I'm telling you what, he's treading on dangerous ground there. You're treading on dangerous ground this morning if you're here in law.
That's right.
What do you mean, preacher? I got a friend of mine that works at a funeral home around here. From a Friday to a Monday morning, 15 brand new dead people there. What does that tell you? You're treading on dangerous ground.
Right.
You. See,
I begin to think of this right here, this little text. And I'm trying to close. You know, there in that text, I begin to see something there. Can you just imagine the hell of that house whenever the wind starts blowing? And then the wall starts shaking, and the shingle starts coming off, and all of a sudden there's water coming in the house, and all of a sudden it's sand running through the house, and all of a sudden you feel the whole house move, and you run out too, but you ain't nowhere to run, you're caught there trapped in that house. Look here, I'm telling you something. Too many people this morning, it's sad to say it, deal with them all the time. You do too. Deal with them all the time. Won't you get saved? I know I need to. Oh, I know I need to. Why don't you get saved? Oh, I know I need to. I got a first cousin in Kentucky this morning. I begged him to get saved. I said, won't you get saved? I know I need to. Well, won't you get saved? I've been trying. I've been working on this. No, you ain't.
Thomas said, no, you ain't. He said, you're going to pull around and die and go to hell because you won't get saved. Would it be awful this morning to die and go to hell sitting in Clifton Road Baptist Church?
Amen. Yes, horrible.
Wouldn't it be horrible? It'd be horrible for anybody to slip off into the pits of hell. Yep. There's a young man here in Somerset. I witnessed to him, Took him CDs, preaching. Took him tapes, invited him to church, taking him under preaching. Made jokes and liked it. Last week, he come in, he sat down on his couch and talked 2 or 3 times and fell over there with a heart attack.
I don't need to hold nobody long with how I'm trying to hurt. But it's been awful good here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this morning, here under the center of my voice, there's somebody here this morning. The foundation of that home is crumbling. The water's coming in. You've tried everything in the world to get that thing fixed. God. You've tried everything but the right thing this morning. You've daubed that system with untempered mortar. What you need to do this morning is come and get the thing right with God.
Amen.
And maybe you're here this morning and you've never been saved. Truly down deep in your heart, you know I'm not saved. I'm afraid of dying. What if the Lord does come today? I'll be left. I'm afraid to die. Never been no change in my life. Listen here. Lord Jesus ever said that He'll change your life.
Amen.
You won't go on the same as you are now. You're here long. You'll be a changed person.
Mm-hmm.
How about this morning? We're going to get a song. We're going to get a song. I'm going to give this brother Randy. Come and give invitation. Let's all stand in one.